no me acuerdo. ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
We have a special guest today.
Thank you very much. I'm always happy
JP,
to be here.
JP, why do you always want to be that special guest?
Am I not the special guest?
No way. You're just JP.
Oh, thanks.
Aww.
Anyways, we have our special guest directly from Great Britain, Sarah.
Hello. Hi again.
Sarah. You're so special, Sarah.
Oh, so are you, JP.
Thank you.
No, JP, you're
not.
Thank
you, Sarah.
We also have Carmen directly from New York here in the Studio Fiesta. Hello, Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
Hello.
Hi.
She's smiling.
Welcome, Carmen, to Spanish Pod. So last week, we had very nice lessons again, especially the one from Pirámide del Sol.
Pirámide. Did you like that one?
I loved it. It's like very rich culturally.
Uh-huh.
It talks about this history of Mexico and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So did you know that, Sarah? There's pyramids in Mexico.
Pyramids in Mexico?
Yes, absolutely.
Taller than the ones in Egypt.
We also had Assault with a Firearm #8 in the news.
Ooh.
Right?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so that lesson didn't exactly advance the plot of our...
No, it was more like a summary of the events.
Exactly.
But wait for the next one, because next one's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I think that's going to come out later in November.
All right.
Okay, so what's coming up next week?
Next week we have Don Quixote de la Mancha.
Don Quixote. So have you read Don Quixote?
I kind of did. I had to when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
But I think I just read a summary of the book.
On the internet.
That's a no, Leo.
I'm sorry. Okay, I haven't. I will someday soon.
You really? I have never read it. But I have seen... The Man from La Mancha, the musical version of it.
Oh, how was it?
It was fine. It was the Microsoft players.
Microsoft players?
Yeah, in Microsoft campus in Redmond, Washington, they have a theater. And yeah, so the Microsoft employees, sometimes they don't have enough work, so they put together a play.
That's good. And they get paid for it, huh?
Yeah. Sarah, you're putting together a play, aren't you?
No.
Oh. Well, moving on then.
Do you want a Spanish pub play?
I would love that.
Pantomime is like a Christmas play, and blokes get dressed up as ladies and dance around the stage and do loads of crazy stuff.
Sounds like fun, this pantomime.
You like that? I'm a little uncomfortable, Sarah. What else do we have? We have a Noisy Neighbor.
Yeah.
You recorded that with Esty, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there was a little twist at the end of that one.
I've always been the noisy neighbor.
You have?
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Like, they always complain about me.
About your laughing?
That's one.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard Leo, he laughs like this. That's how Leo laughs.
That's not true. Nah. Yeah, we have that, and we have the one for Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Let's buy a house, right?
Yeah, it's a couple that want to buy a house in Costa Rica.
Like me, I want to buy a house. Someday I aspire to buy a house in Costa
Rica. Yeah, but I'm not sure if I want in Costa Rica or Panama or maybe Brazil.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So picky.
We have to decide.
Okay, what's the free newbie lesson this week coming up? It's do you want to share? What is that about? I think it's nachos, right?
Yes.
Yes. Are there nachos in England?
We have them.
Do you?
Yeah, and we like to share them too.
Excellent.
Mm. How are nachos in England?
I guess I haven't tried the real ones, so I mean, they're good, but maybe I need to find out what they're really like.
Well, you know what? In Mexico, there's no nachos. Well, there are nachos, but they're not Mexican.
No.
Mexican.
So there's no real nachos, I guess.
There are never any real nachos.
No. Only the nachos you eat.
Okay. And share.
And share, yes.
Like, do you know that Caesar salad is not an Italian dish?
Huh?
Really? It was invented in Tijuana, right?
In Tijuana, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Huh? That's a good salad.
That's a cultural fact of the thing.
Besides the nachos, right?
Yeah.
Nachos come from Texas, I think.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have a new product. It's called Digital Lesson Packs.
Oh, we have a new product. I didn't know that.
Again,
were you going to tell me?
The tech team, it's just bombing us with these new things.
Okay. Well, what does that mean for people? Digital lesson pack. What does that mean?
When you get a 12-month subscription for either premium, guided, or executive, you get the right to download these lesson packs.
Okay.
Instead of downloading one by one in the site, you know, looking for the ones that you like, why don't you just download the whole pack of newbie lessons, for example?
Oh, that would help people.
Very
if they,
convenient.
If they only want the newbies, right?
Exactly. Okay. So you can get all of them in your computer in one shot in a very friendly and nice display.
Well, that's great. But Leo, I'm not a newbie. I'm an intermediate. Can I do that?
Well, you can download the pack for intermediate.
Are you kidding me?
Or advanced. Oh. Or extra shows.
Sweet. You mean like Del Taco al Tango?
Yeah.
Or
Paquisepas. So that's about it. So get a 12-month subscription for premium, guided, or executive, and you get the right to download all these pack lessons.
All right, folks. If you have any questions for us, please come to SpanishPod.com. And at the bottom of every page is a link that says Contact Us. And if you just click that and follow the instructions, you will be able to ask us questions. For now, I guess we got to go.
We got to go.
Hasta luego.
Sarah, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Where's her?
I don't know.
All right, folks. See you next time.
Yeah.
Bye.